This video is sponsored by Zomba. Zomba is a platform for all artists and podcasters, so that way you can get your music and content out there to the world. When you create a premium account, you will be able to reach out to tastemakers such as ourselves to help curate playlists to get your music out there. So make sure you go visit Zomba and create that premium account and get your music heard.
Just want to give a really quick shout out to the homie Sims from Doomtree. He sent us a bunch of these records and CDs and stuff. So yeah, if you have not checked out the new album from Sims, More Than Ever, make sure you do that. If you've not watched my solo review of the new album from Sims, More Than Ever, make sure you do that too. And if you're not listening to the Doomtree crew, make sure you check these guys out. We really support what they do. But yes, once again, thank you, Sims. We really, really appreciate the love, bro.
Dead in Hip Hop album review. No worries. Yes, Lord. Look, before we get into the review, make sure you go check out the Dead in Hip Hop Patreon page. I just want to say thank you to all of our current patrons and our future patrons. Be a part of the movement, man. It's not just us five. It can be you as well. So, I didn't know how far long ago this album actually came out when I did some reviewing
we're supposed to review.
Yeah,
I never did it.
Yeah, you know, like, we talked about it and just sometimes, you know, schedules, man. Look, man, you got five grown motherfuckers, man, like, so that's why we need y'all patrons and everybody to continue to support, man. But look, as of late, I don't listen to the track. I just throw this shit on and press play. Let's see what the fuck happens, right? And when this shit started playing, I'm like, oh, okay, bet. You know, we can get some grown man motherfucking shit popping now. But then I'm hearing Anderson .Paak all over the place. I'm like, oh, okay, bet. Anderson .Paak featured on this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, who the fuck is this rapper? God damn, these beats is dope. I'm like, yo, I got all the way the fuck confused. To the point where I had to literally go on the internet and find out what the fuck I was listening to. Cause I was all the way gone. I'm like, yo, this rapper's dope. I know I heard him before. Anderson .Paak is all over the place. So is this a collaborative project? Like, what's going on? So when I actually did some research and noticed that it's the producer Knowledge and Anderson .Paak as a duo. And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't know, like, at all. You know, especially coming from Malibu, because me and Mike was supposed to review that, but, you know, that shit ain't fucking work out. It is what it is. But, you know, coming from Malibu, I'm a big fan of Anderson .Paak. And on this, it threw me off, because on Malibu, he didn't rap as much. So, you know, I'm hearing them singing, and I'm like, okay, I know Anderson .Paak like this, but the rapper, what the fuck is this? And I knew Anderson .Paak can rap based off of Malibu, but I just didn't hear him as much. Mm-hmm. God damn. Man, this project, man. This is my shit. This is my shit. This is something. This is that grown man music I be talking about, man. This is that grown man. Anderson .Paak makes grown man music. And before I even get into this album, shout out the West Coast. The West, to me, man, right now, they have the most talent out. Their artists are making, for me, the most profound music in the genres that I listen to the most right now, man.
That's a bold statement.
It is. This project is amazing. The intro, the Living Wings, Best One, What More Can I Say? What More is one of my favorite joints on here. Cutlass, Like This, which is one of the singles that was off of this project. And then it goes to Can't Stop, where it's just a fucking, like, interlude. You know what I'm saying? Just like a musical breakup. Because he gave you so much heat coming in, then it's like, okay, so he gives you a little something. Goes to Get Bigger. So this is when I was just like, damn, who the fuck is this rapping? Like, because I didn't think that was Anderson .Paak rapping like that, man. Like, that shit had me throw the fuck off. That's another dope track that I like on here. Get Bigger / Do You Love. Khadijah was dope. Whole Ass Niggas. That's one of my favorite joints on here. Get the fuck from around me, you whole ass nigga. Anderson .Paak, he gives you a lot. I love artists that I feel that I get a connection to who they are as a person. I get a connection to your struggle. And I think it's super apparent that Anderson .Paak shit, this nigga done been through some things to get to where he is. And what makes him who he is, his father was an influence. His struggles were influential big time. And he gives you that. He wears those things on his sleeve. And he's unapologetic about them. And to me, my favorite artists all have that same trait. Anderson .Paak definitely has that trait, man. Scared Money is the one track I'll get rid of on this entire project. And I think it fits stylistically, but like the vibe of that song just did not mesh. Like when I put this on, because this is a project just like Malibu that I could put on and I can kind of forget and just vibe to every song. But as soon as Scared Money comes on, it fucks up my vibe. But then it gets right into Suede, which is one of my second favorite fucking songs on this shit, man. Just go listen to the shit.
Yeah, that was actually an EP track that they did like right before Malibu came out. Suede and Linked Up was like an EP that they put out before. Like it was like right before Malibu, or right around the time.
I know those were singles off of this, but I didn't know they dropped it like as
it's like an
EP.
Yeah, but those two songs in there, and then it was like a couple of instrumentals of Knowledge dropped in there.
And I don't have much information about Knowledge. Do you know anything about Knowledge?
Of course. Fuck yeah. I've tweeted this a couple of times. Like, I'm so happy that Knowledge is finally getting the recognition that he deserves. I've been following him shit since 2009. This dude's Bandcamp. This dude probably, he's like the hardest work. He is like the James Browns of beat tape Bandcamps, because this dude steadily putting out projects on top of projects. So yeah, when I saw him on the Kendrick, did the Drake Mama on Kendrick to Pimp Butterfly, so I was happy since then. And then for him to come out with an artist that I think, you know, everybody's clinging to, that's really popular, and it's like now people are knowing, you know, just to compare. I mean, I know this is about no worries, but yeah, I think I do like Malibu more, just because it's a different variation of Anderson .Paak and how you can go over different production, different emotions on that album. I think with this album, for me, I think Knowledge stole the show. And it might be coming from a bias, because I'm just like a super fan of Knowledge. And I'm not saying that Anderson .Paak came whack or anything like that, but I just think that Knowledge gave that dude that sauce, man.
He did give him that sauce, but everything else that Anderson .Paak put into that sauce was fucking amazing.
And it was like Get Bigger. I think that was definitely a drink where I was like, oh my good, like from Anderson .Paak, because he was just, you know, just spitting. I was like, damn, Anderson .Paak. I mean, he rapped before, so it's not nothing new. But yeah, I think that track, him and Knowledge, that was like that peak, because Knowledge gave him that soulful sauce on that. And Like This, I think when Like This came on, and another one of my favorite tracks, What More Can I Say, I love that string sample that Knowledge did. That's one thing I like about his production, it's so gritty. I was worried, what was this going to work a little bit, you know, because I guess from an artist like Anderson .Paak, but when I heard the Sweet and Linked Up joints, I was like, oh, okay. This was Knowledge stage to really show what he can do, and I think he showed it. And I think that's why I'm like, okay, I think he kind of outshined Anderson .Paak, but of course, I can admit, it's probably coming from a bias. But yeah, Anderson .Paak definitely did his thing, man. I think he talking about relationships, life struggles, male groupies, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he touched on a lot of different stuff, even probably not as much as Malibu. I thought Malibu was just like, it was so crazy. I thought Malibu was put together well. But yeah, overall, I think 19 minutes, but I mean 19 tracks, but it didn't even feel like a long album. I think it was like 40 minutes, if that. Yeah. So it was quick hitting, bam. So, but yeah, overall, I really do like this project, and I just really felt personally that Knowledge, man, bro, you did your thing on this shit, man. You gave Anderson that sauce, and I admire that a lot.
Can we say that like Knowledge is like a seed of Dilla?
Oh yeah.
You know, the way he takes samples and flips them and utilizes them into a song that when you listen to it, you know, at one point it'll sound muffled. He'll take one piece here, he'll take one piece there, and it doesn't sound like it should work, but it does. And that was always the thing that I always found really interesting with him, because he would put out all of these beat tapes, and I think he sold pretty much all of his shit. And you would listen to him like, why and how is this working?
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't really work, but he finds a way to kind of craft and make it work.
Because isn't it, I can't remember the name of the track, but is it Like This, where the beat was just a little off-kiltered, but it worked? It, was it Like This? I can't remember the name.
I don't know, but that's kind of his thing a little bit.
He had a couple
yeah.
on here like that.
But yeah, I think with this, though, and I saw a lot of people, like when this first dropped, a lot of people were saying that, you know, kind of comparing the two, Malibu and mm-hmm. versus No Worries, and saying that this was actually better than Malibu, and y'all are wrong. Malibu is better than this, but this yeah. I think people are comparing them because yeah. of
it's Anderson Paak,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. yeah,
but I think
but for, it's two different types.
Yeah, it is, yeah. and you know, for me, it's like this. I think for me, when I was listening to this and trying to really dissect it and think about how I feel about it, I was like, this is just some pimp shit. It's really what it kind of put really, me in the mind yeah, really, of, just yeah, like yeah. some. Old school, laid back, yeah. 70s pimp type shit. And that's what, when you listen to the lyrics on here, that's kind of what he's giving you, that blaxploitation type mm-hmm. feel on here. Yep. And that's pretty much where I stopped with it. I think, you know, definitely Knowledge did his thing on here. And it took me a while to get into Anderson .Paak's lyrics and sometimes his vocals, but once it kind of came to that conclusion, I was like, okay, now the lyrics are starting to match up more with the production. Whereas before, they almost felt like two different entities because of the themes that he was singing about. Because it's not any type of ballads or anything like that. He's not really singing about like being in love or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's really just him just like on some laid back. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Because my bitch.
And that's kind of, that's where I said, like, Side Piece, you know, which is another one, like,
that's,
you know.
That one's so, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that he was that killing shit. It. Jody, which, I don't know if you guys are kind of, well, I know you guys know about the blues, but the thing about the blues culture and that music is that it's very raw, it's very direct, it's very to the point. They curse, which is what he's doing, and then they cheat. And that's
they
the
always
thing.
Cheating.
Yeah, they always cheating. And when I heard Jody, it was like, you know, it was like, hey, baby, who's that at the door? Like, I ain't expect the company. And you know, so Jody, there's a song by, I think it's Marvin Sees, called Mr. Jody. Mm. And that was that dude that's gonna come through that's sleeping with your girl or whatever. So that's what came to mind when that song popped on. The other thing that's interesting about this is when I was listening, because I had it on Apple Music, when I was listening to it, it was the cursing, even though it was explicit, all the cursing was edited out. And finally they fixed it to where
Apple
actually,
Music was.
Yeah. Hmm. And so finally they fixed it to where the cursing is there. And it really kind of, because they would do scratches and they would just drop it out. And it just kind of really was messing with me. But now I actually can hear the cursing because I was actually riding around with my kids. And then all of a sudden, whole ass nigga, I'm like, whoa.
Whoa. Daddy, what the hell?
Yo, but the sound of it, like in a car when you just driving, that smooth, soulful sound, it's like, it just sounds really good. So I think this is definitely a good project. Yeah, for me, man, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had no idea what the fuck this was when y'all were talking about it either. I think when we were hanging out the last time, I thought No Worries was the rapper, and I was like, okay,
oh, yeah,
well,
did,
whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And y'all like, oh, it's Anderson .Paak. Oh, shit. Oh, can't wait to listen to this. I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't into this at all. And it's not because it's bad. It's not. The beats were great. Anderson .Paak's vocal performance was great. It was just a vibe that doesn't interest me. Mm. The second I put this on, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, they're going for some 70s pimp shit. Mm. Some Shaft, some Superfly, some fucking Rudy Ray Moore type, you know, yeah. whatever, pimp shit. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, the Mac. So I was like, okay. But then it was like two songs in, three songs in, and I'm waiting for that to change. Mm. And it never did. It was a whole project of that. And again, if you like that sound, which I do like that sound, but it's not like that's something I put on even a semi-regular basis. Mm. So it just didn't hold my attention like that. I was just like, all right, this is just starting to get kind of... And after a while, it just started to drag on to me. I'm like, okay, here's more of the same type of pimp shit. Okay, here's some more pimp shit. You know, Suede was the first... It's weird that you said this was the EP, because I was thinking to myself, this should have been an EP. If this was an EP that was like 15, 20 minutes, I would enjoy it. I just don't think I can take a whole album of this. Either way, Suede was one of my jams. Link Up was one of my jams, which that was on the EP too, yeah, which is really weird.
Suede and Linked Up were.
That's why I gave you that face. You said those were EP tracks. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And Fuck You was one of my jams. But other than that, I simply don't see myself returning to this. Now, I know people have been giving me shit because I'm always like, well, I listened to it the first time, the second time, third time it clicked. Third time it didn't click this time. Now maybe it'll click that 12th time, that 13th time, I don't know. But for right now, I can't say that this is something that I would put on again. I'll listen to Malibu all day long before I put this on again, so.
And I think there's more variety in Malibu.
Absolutely.
And I think,
this was very one-dimensional.
And I think that's why I like Malibu more. But and that's why I think Malibu is a better album, because when you have a producer, you know, artist album, you can't really. It's still a good album, but when if one person outshines the other, to me, that's not like a. That's like, oh, okay, they both got to be like an even kill for me. And I just think Knowledge was just like.
Yeah, I definitely think that's you being biased, because I didn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure nobody. I mean, I didn't feel like, oh man, these beats are just out of this world, and this dude is just no. I just got these are cool pimp beats, and this is. It didn't even sound like. I mean, I guess it works as a cohesive project, but like you were saying, you felt more hip-hop on this. I didn't feel hip-hop at all. I felt nothing about this out of hip-hop.
He was rapping in songs here and there.
I didn't even really feel like that was really rapping. It sounded like that shit that old pimps do. Yeah, baby, I'm over coming out here, baby. It sounded like that kind of shit. It didn't sound like hip-hop to me. You know what I'm saying? Like when he says on fucking Suede, he's like, you know, my bitch is cooking grits and they rolling a spliff at the same damn time. You know, find you one that can get you both. That's how I felt. Like listening to this shit, I was like, okay, this is cool. This is some pimp shit, but this isn't something that I would put on a regular basis. Now again, maybe after I listen to it a couple more times, maybe it'll click. But
I think we're.
I don't. I got one. And she can't cook grits or roll a spliff.
I got one.
That's pimp shit right there. I got one.
My bottom bitch.
But yeah, I mean, for a project, and if you like that kind of pimp shit, I definitely think you would love this. It's not a bad project at all. This is one of those times when you can.
Please.
It's not. This is one of those things that a lot of people don't seem to understand. Just because. Here, listen, if you're an objective reviewer, you can look at a project and say it's a quality project, but you can also say it's not for me. I didn't enjoy it. This is definitely a quality project. It's different, it's made well, it's cohesive, it sounds good, but the vibe of the project doesn't resonate with me. That's all it is. Yeah. So.
Anderson .Paak and Knowledge, if y'all watching, I'm a big fan, definitely, of Anderson .Paak and now more so of Knowledge. I like when artists and producers make a collaborative project, because then now I can identify with that producer more. Like, because a lot of producers that we, obviously we do a lot of reviews, you know I heard of them here or there, but you really can't get a you don't know what their worth is musically until you get them on a collaborative project with an artist. And I think that's what it did for me in terms of Knowledge. But I'm a big Anderson .Paak fan. This right here, this is just another thing for the catalog, man. This is something else I could just throw on whenever I want to. Man, this shit right here is definitely bumping the whip music. You throw this shit on, you let this shit ride. I fuck with this shit heavy, man. This is something that's definitely gonna be in my rotation.
If they watch it.
If you watch it.
If you guys are watching, good job. Good job on, you know, putting together this album, this very cohesive album. I love the soul sample selections that you picked. Knowledge, Anderson .Paak, you did a great job as well. So yeah, good job. I had a feeling that this album was gonna sound like it was gonna sound when I heard the EP. I said, okay, you know, this is, they're gonna be on some pimp shit if they release the album. Once I saw that y'all was gonna release the album, so. But yeah, overall, good job, man. I support this album 100%. Knowledge, support anything you do. Anderson .Paak, look forward to what you're gonna do with your next album.
Yeah, if you're watching, keep working together. I think you guys make a good team, and you guys put out good quality content, good music, and that's important. That's something we need, and it's good to hear something. It's good to hear soul music again. I think that's something that's been missing a lot in the R&B genre, so it's good to have that. back out there, and you know, as a person that, you know, I'm 40, so as a person that's growing up listening to that 70s, you know, type shit, it's good to kind of hear something that has that same type of vibe. And for me, like, you know, one of the things that I had when I was listening to this is that, you know, this feels like if when my kids grew up, and like I used to go through my dad's vinyl albums and pull out, you know, records of people I never heard of. I feel like if they pull this out and put this on, they'd be like, oh man, this is tight. It has that same type of feeling to it. So, so yeah, man, and for me, that means you guys put out a good project. So keep working together, keep doing your thing, and we'll definitely continue to support. I'm fans of both of you guys.
Yeah, if you're watching, hopefully you don't take anything said here as a negative. I would never tell you to change anything. And like I said, who knows? A couple months from now, I may look back at this album and think it's fantastic. Right now, what I can say is it's well done, it's well produced, the vocal performances are great, but for me personally, it's not something that I would really care to return to. But yeah, put out more music like this, because nobody's doing fucking old school ass pimp shit right now. Yeah, no one's doing shit like this anymore, and that's cool, man. Even if it's not something that I personally enjoy, I respect when artists are trying to do something that's fresh in the genre for this particular era. So yeah, keep doing this shit, man, and good luck.